alienate the human hearts away from experiencing the greatest of all joy, to be at the source of happiness, to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to remind myself on this occasion that few days ago Muslims would have celebrated Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj night. And during that, to be very brief, remember this greatest of all journeys that Rasulullah ﷺ undertook, not in space and time, in ways that are indescribable. There are certain language that was used, human four-dimensional Arabic language, to express something that is not four-dimensional. And that mi'raj, that ascension, that journey in which he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made to be in the divine presence. The ultimate journey, the greatest of all experiences, the greatest of all thrills, the most resplendent heart experience, nay, human experience ever. I know scientists, great scientists, who say the greatest elation and the greatest achievement of a greatest scientist in search of the unification theory and equation is to know the mind of God. وَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا. May Allah be exalted from that. But the way they expressed it is significant and is meaningful. Realizing in their own way that the greatest of all elations and of all achievements and of all joys and of all peace is to be with God, to know God's mind, to be at the source of knowledge itself. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in that sense. And those who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were given a gift to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring back from those upper dimension, by which Allah in His munificence and love and compassion and kindness and wisdom, as though He said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take it. This is their way by which they connect to me. And it is their way, if they do it properly, by which they would experience some fraction of what you have experienced in my presence. And what was that? Salah. Salah was made obligatory not on earth. The only Islamic value and practice, spiritual obligatoriness that was made mandatory in the upper dimensions during the Mi'raj, the arrival concept. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before taken into that journey of Mi'raj, things were done before that. Jibreel had descended, Jibreel had come in order with the wahi, with divine revelation and the divine words and the angelic, archangelic presence of Jibreel, of the archangel Gabriel, to cleanse further the qalb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be ready for the encounter with God. And before that, his qalb was made ready for the encounter with the messenger of God, Jibreel. Before that, from the time he was born until the moment in the cave of Hira, that great, momentous experience, he was being made ready for that encounter by cleansing his qalb, first through that opening of the chest that all of you know, I'm sure, or most of you, and through his practice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his struggle, through his mujahada, through his process of battling the inner self, to clear the qalb, to tune his qalb at the frequency of the divine messenger, so that when finally the divine messenger came with his own frequency, they matched together. And you know what happens when two frequencies match together in the world of physical laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is what we call resonance. And resonance is optimization of the energy of the signal. And resonance took place, yes, in the qalb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The frequency of the space of his qalb, of the clarity and the purity of his qalb. Vacuum has a frequency, even in the physical world. And the frequency of his qalb with the frequency of Jibreel alayhi salam produced a nur imperceptible that cleansed him further. And the wahi came that cleansed him further and made him ready for the encounter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and came back to us with salah, a means by which you and I can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. If salah is performed with focus, yes, that which some yearn to know and may have to go through thousands of years of learning through empirical means, some attain in a second. The gates of space-time are open for some in salah, for some awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks to us about that. Some of the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have experienced that, who lived the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Now our qulub in this journey, as they attempt to travel, not in space and time, and you realize we have to use words, four-dimensional words, to describe something that is not four-dimensional, isn't it? None of you, I have a feeling, is projecting that the travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like we travel from New York to Montreal. No. But what else, what word can we use? But travel. But travel, we have a vision of, or we have a feeling of four-dimensional travel, which is not a four-dimensional travel. Now the qalb, in order to achieve this journey for which it was created, to go back home, to go back home and forever stay at home now, it has to be freed. It has to be liberated. So it can fly. Again, it's another word. So it can fly. It can be released in its flight, in its journey to soar and to glide to the door and to the gate of the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What holds our hearts from gliding, nay, from lifting up, is our own nafs. Is our own nafs. The shackle of the nafs, the gravitational pull of the nafs, of the self, holds us here, doesn't want to let go. The nafs components are basically two, shahwatu wa shubha. Nafs components are two, shahwatu wa shubha. Shahwa are all those things that pertain to an appetite that we have as human beings pertaining to created things, tangible created things, such as food, or drink, or copulation, or people now use the word sex. In our culture it is a word, we don't use that word because it is lack of haya, isn't it? Some of which we have lost. So there are more polite words that we use to imply that relationship. And I like better, to a certain extent, in English, the word copulation. It hides something. It's not too obvious. Playing, entertainment, wealth, and owning wealth and being attached to it, loving it and being attached to it.